Here we have a PV diagram in which both axes are linear. So, it's safe to interpret the area under the process path as the specific boundary work for an internally reversible process operating on a closed system. The processes we will consider begin at state 1 at the bottom right in this diagram. Six process paths are represented by the heavy black curves, and six final states are represented by the big black dots with the gold circles around them. Roll your mouse pointer over each final state to see the value of delta for each process and some comments about that process path. Begin with the isochoric path. Do you know which path that is? The isochoric process requires zero work to raise the pressure of the system from 200 kilopascals to 400 kilopascals. Now that's great, but it requires a heat input of more than 216 kilojoules per kilogram. Now, roll over the next final state to the left of the isochoric process. For this process path, delta is equal to 2. This path requires an input of 36 kilojoules per kilogram of work, but only requires 54 kilojoules per kilogram of heat. The next final state to the left is the isentropic process path. In this case, gamma equals delta equals 1.402. This path requires more work than either path we've considered so far. The boundary work input for the isentropic path is 48 kilojoules per kilogram. But the isentropic process is also adiabatic, so it requires zero heat input. The next path to the left corresponds to delta equal to 1.2, which is less than gamma, but still greater than 1. This path requires an input of 53 kilojoules per kilogram of work, but rejects 27 kilojoules per kilogram in the form of heat. When delta equals 1, the process is isothermal, and all of the energy put in as work is removed in the form of heat. Consequently, the work requirement and heat rejected are both pretty large. When delta equals 0.75, the process path requires the largest work input, but rejects even more heat because the temperature of the system drops during the process. The work input is 71.8 kilojoules per kilogram, and the heat rejected is 116.4 kilojoules per kilogram. So, you see, it's a trade-off. You can raise the pressure using heat or work. If you put in just the right amount of work, no heat transfer is required. If you put in too little work, you have to add even more heat to make the final pressure rise to 400 kilopascals. Of course, if you put in extra work, the energy must be rejected in the form of heat. You'll have a chance to see the details of the calculations I did to construct this diagram when you look at example number 3. Well, that concludes this lesson about isentropic and polytropic processes. I've prepared 3 good example problems for you to study before you try the quiz, because this is a very meaty and important lesson. It was tough to summarize this lesson in just one page, but I did my best. Be sure to take a look. Now, this also wraps up the whole chapter. Now that you have a good grasp of the nature of entropy, we'll move on to using entropy to analyze open systems and flow processes in Chapter 8. In some sense, the purpose of the whole course so far was just to prepare you for Chapter 8. It's that important.